Welcome to Phantom Podcast Network. This is Legal Mullet Podcast, a celebration of 1980s action cinema. Celebrating the heroes of yesterday, Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Bruce Willis, Van Damme, all the way down to, of course, the B-grade action films that we all enjoyed on VHS, and of course, Betamax, with the loves of American Ninja, all the way through to Cyborg Cop and beyond. Here at Phantom Podcast Network's Legal Mullet Podcast, join Adam O'Brien as we celebrate action movie cinema.
G'day folks, how you going? Merry Christmas and welcome to Legal Mullet Podcast here on, of course, the second Christmas episode. And we're joined today by the co-founder of the amazing Phantom Podcast Network. Of course, that is Kyle Wagner. And it's going to be a great show looking at his loves of Christmas film and TV. I'm your host, Adam O'Brien. And of course, it being the very last show of the year, we're going to be looking at some special films. And big thanks to Ryan Stanfield for being on the last show, looking at his ideas of some of the greatest Christmas films. And of course, just in general, some of the amazing stuff that you can see that are themed with Christmas as well. Movies like, of course, Die Hard and, of course, Lethal Weapon, and some others like Christmas Vacation and more. We're going to cover some of that again tonight here, and of course, look at some real feelings of what it is to be in the spirit of Christmas when it comes to films. That's all here tonight on the Lethal Mullet Podcast. All right, folks, here's how you contact us here at Lethal Mullet Podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the show on fpnet.podbean.com. Check me, the Lethal Mullet, at the Lethal Mullet on Twitter, Instagram, and of course on the Facebook page, where you'll find all the great news, reviews, and more that we put out there. And of course, some great articles on action movie cinema. All right, folks, here we go. Here, chatting about, of course, Christmas films and more with the one, the only, Kyle Wagner. So, Merry Christmas, buddy, and how you going?
I am doing good. Now, remember, too, I'm originally from Alaska, and I lived about 20 minutes away from the North Pole. So, I got connections, so they're watching you closely there, Mr. O'Brien.
If that's that cold up there, you must be seeing reindeers flying all over the place, eh? What do you reckon?
Are you kidding me? I've seen them flying over my house. What are you talking about? It's crazy. It's crazy when it's the summertime and it happens. They're on practice runs. It's a little trippy.
Oh, mate, we'd give up anything for that kind of weather out here. I'll tell you, especially in this 40-degree heat out here in Australia right now, the bushfire season is madness for us out here. But tonight we're going to be chatting about films that are probably set more in that cold environment. I mean, it's pretty wild out there, all these different temperatures you have in the United States of America.
Okay, well, so technically I'm living in Florida right now, but right now it's probably about 72 degrees outside, a little overcast, a little rainy. But if you were to go to my hometown, which is Fairbanks, Alaska, it is currently negative 28 there.
You really? It's that cold there. My goodness.
Yeah, it's negative 28 there. It's probably about 3 hours of daylight, snow on the ground. So, yeah, don't miss that. Thank you very much.
I bet you don't. I mean, I grew up in, obviously, Queensland, one of the most humid places in Australia, and especially coastal. But we also have family in Tasmania, so we kind of know a feeling of that cold. And I'm sure our pal all the way in, of course, Santa Barbara is just chilling back, relaxing with some amazing coastal, temperatures over there. Absolutely beautiful temperature.
For sure, he's enjoying a little California dreaming. Let's just put it that way.
Alrighty, Kyle, how can people contact you on the World Wide Web, and how can they follow you and your amazing Phantom Podcast Network shows?
Well, obviously, you can find me here on the Phantom Podcast Network as one of the co-founders, hosting shows all over the place. Of course, that's Also, you can find me on social media on Twitter at AKyleW or on Instagram at AKyleFandom. Of course, you can find the Fandom Podcast Network on its homepage at fpnet.podbean.com. Also, through tons of social media, absent since I have you here, Mr. O'Brien, we can also be now found on iHeartRadio, along with things like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, the Podbean app. So all kinds of places you can find me floating around.
Well, crikey, mate. Crikey. You're everywhere. And, of course, you do have to check out the Fandom Podcast Network, folks, because there's lots out there to check. And, of course, you'll find Kyle on many of those. And, of course, Kevin, the Reader Nerd, writes all. Hey, man. That's right. You'll catch him on there on many shows like Blood of Kings, etc. as well. All right. Well, it's a Christmas special. We're going to get into chatting about some amazing Christmas films. We started with Die Hard last week and did things like Lethal Weapon and a few others with Ryan Stanfley. And, of course, Ryan's a dear friend of the show. But tonight, Kyle, we're going to go into some of your favourite films of the Christmas genre. Now, Kyle, I've got to ask. I mean, we have cricket through the Christmas season, of course. That's the wild sport that we inherited from our British cousins. But, of course, you have football with helmets. Eh? What, mate?
Yeah, well, you know, it's an American thing to do. Sorry. You know, we all know you people over there are a little brain damaged from without your helmets, cracked skulls, you know, things like that. So yeah, I'm sorry we can't be of more help to you.
Well, we're sorry, too, that, you know, you have to play a sport where you need shoulder pads and, of course, a helmet to keep your brains intact. It's the courage and, of course, the strength of the Australian footballer to get out there, to play rugby league, to man up, and, of course, to, at the end of the day, have the courage to go mano a mano, full contact sport, no protection. Now, one of the interesting things that we've sent our dear pals in the US, Kevin and Kyle, is, of course, the 12th Man to have a look at. Of course, the 12th Man is famous for being a spoof of the cricket commentary out here in Australia, which is prevalent in the the summers out here in the 80s and 90s. And it was very funny commentary.
It seemed fun. I mean, it's definitely not something we would get over here in the States right now. That's for certain.
Well, it was certainly something that we all grew up with and enjoyed. Billy Birmingham doing this, voice of about 32 different characters. And, of course, all the different commentators, like Richie Beno, the MCG. And, of course, we loved it. Every time we listen to it. I'll give you a bit of a taste of what it would be like if it was done in the States with your beloved football. Right, welcome back to Denver Stadium here. But we, of course, we have the one, the only, the Denver Broncos versus, of course, the Raiders, the Canberra Raiders, the ones without the helmets. That's right. Join us down there here at the pitch is the one, the only, Kyle Wagner. Kyle, tell us about what's happening down there with them stack-hatted footballers with them. Oh, look, they've got shoulder pads.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're ready to play some mean football down here. Adam, I can't wait to see some full contact stack-hatted.
The tough question, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Oh, Die Hard is definitely a Christmas movie. I know it's one of the big debates that's out there, but this is a great discussion because in the most recent episode of Culture Clash, Kevin and I do our Fandom Podcast Network Hall of Fame, and we just did Christmas movies and specials, and Die Hard was one of the first inductees into the Christmas Movie Hall of Fame. To me, Die Hard is the ultimate action Christmas movie. It's the one action movie that really at Christmas time, it's time to watch Die Hard. Chris, there are jokes out there. Christmas hasn't started until Hans Gruber falls off the Nakatomi building, so.
So that it wasn't, Christmas time that I first saw Die Hard. I saw it, I think, in the winter. But that's what's really odd. You know, you look at Die Hard, and we're used to seeing, for us out here, movies with snow as a thing as part of the U.S. Christmas films. But, of course, that's one area of the U.S. that doesn't have that. But what else do you think about this film, Kyle? You know, what makes it good? Music at the start, isn't it? I mean, the music at the start really sets it in place, doesn't it? You know, with Argyle, of course.
Oh, yeah, when he's playing Christmas in Hollis, that is great. But, you know, the great thing about that, too, that even confirms it as a Christmas movie is one of Argyle's last lines in the film. It's like, if this is what you guys do for Christmas, I can't wait to see what you do for New Year's.
We didn't cover it before. You know, why isn't there snow in L.A., you know, in these movies?
Yeah, well, there isn't snow in L.A. That's the thing. But, you know, Die Hard is really a great movie for the holidays. And there's a great Netflix, at least here in the States. I don't know if you guys have gotten it on Netflix over there yet, but the people who made the series The Toys That Made Us are starting a new series called The Movies That Made Us. And they've done a couple of great movies that kind of really get you in the Christmas spirit. They did Home Alone, but they also did Die Hard along with the other two episodes of Dirty Dancing and Ghostbusters. But both the Die Hard and Home Alones really bring up a lot of interesting facts about these movies that maybe you didn't know from even prior DVD extras or anything like that.
Over the Christmas break, it's interesting to see Frank Stallone and, of course, Sylvester Stallone play with face swap and put themselves in as Kevin McAllister with Home Stallone.
Yeah. Now, what I find interesting, I mean, to me, Die Hard is, without a doubt, the Christmas action film. I mean, there's been others. I think the only thing that even remotely comes in, and it's a distant second, is Lethal Weapon.
I agree. You know, it may not have the music and everything set in there, apart from when, of course, Michael Hunsaker's daughter dies at the start. There's quite a little bit of, you know, the family part of Christmas, you know, being around with the family, being there on holidays. And I think the Murtaugh family in particular really, really sets out what is, you know, the family spirit of Christmas, even to the point where we see, obviously, Mel Gibson join the family eventually. You know, he's somebody who's lost his wife and, you know, he's suicidal. And it's the Christmas spirit. Murtaugh's family, everything, you know, bringing him in. And eventually even Leo gets, obviously, in the sequels as well, that it is family, and it's an ever-growing family. And that's why I think it's probably superior to Die Hard in that respect, because it really pushes the family aspect of Christmas, don't you think?
Yeah. No. And that, like I said, unfortunately, I think Die Hard is, I mean, Lethal Weapon's a classic, but I think it's unfortunately been brought down by some of Mel Gibson's craziness over the years. But, I mean, Die Hard is just, it stands out. It's that perfect kind of, as you would say, non-Christmas movie, and it puts it in that category. The only other one to me that I can really think of as far as something that's really out of line that takes place on Christmas, but you could kind of call it a Christmas movie, is Gremlins. Because Gremlins definitely plays up the Christmas aspect of that. It is Christmas time. But, you know, I was having this conversation with Kevin, and neither of us are Aaron Gill, who are fine watching horror movies at Christmas. And as much as I love Gremlins, there is a little bit of a horror movie aspect to it. So, you know, it's one of those things that's like, but, you know, Gizmo is so cute.
Yeah, Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni have maybe taken a leaf out of that book with a certain character, shall we say, without a name at this stage, in The Mandalorian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, but Baby Yoda rules us all, so.
Yeah, the two is that Gremlins was shot on the backlot of Universal Studios. And obviously, that is well known as being where Marty McFly hangs out from the 1950s all the way through to 85.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So, now, I have a question for you because, you know, for me growing up, especially living in Alaska at the time, it was kind of whatever Christmas stuff got thrown on the air. So, you know, it wasn't so much in the movie side of things. I got a lot of the traditional TV shows like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, a few others here and there. And there's some Christmas movies that have come over the years. But I'm curious, what are the big Christmas specials in Australia?
One of us, the Christmas Carols, which, you know, they have on Christmas Eve, and they even have the week before. So you have a lot of Australian singers, songwriters, and, of course, rock acts getting out there and singing all the carols and stuff. The people like, you know, the Minnows, obviously Kylie Minogue, Danny Minogue. I'm sure you guys have probably heard of Kylie Minogue in the States, have you? Maybe?
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I am very familiar with Kylie Minogue. Thank you very much.
Well, her sister as well, Danny Minogue, big entertainers out here. And really, you know, they do a lot of those big gigs along with John Farnham. And, of course, the lead singer of Noiseworks that was also the singer of NXS for a little while after Michael Hutchins passed away. So, anyway, but, you know, big rock acts. And, of course, Jimmy Barnes, you know, the greatest screamer in the world, you know. Working Class Man! That guy, you know. But at the end of the day, yeah, they put on those big ones. And then, of course, you get your telethons, which they usually have for all the different, supporting things like Starlight Foundation and everyone out there.
Yeah.
So I'm sure they do that in the States, don't they? But what about Christmas lights? You know, what we usually do is, you know, you're on a Christmas Eve, you go out for a bit of a stroll around the streets and have a look at the different houses they're putting out there with the lights and stuff like that. Different things, too. There's even some movie-themed ones this year.
Yeah, I've seen some Star Wars ones. I even saw an Optimus Prime. But like, you talked about it earlier. Is there any of the American Christmas specials that became, like, must-watches over there in Australia, like a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or... You know, maybe it's a movie like It's a Wonderful Life or something like that.
I believe that, you know, a lot of them played on all their channels out here, you know, and it's a Wonderful Life is probably the biggest one out there, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sure, it played in the States all over, the cable channels, and it happened here too.
Yeah. Yeah. The telethons haven't been as big here in the States in a while. We have the Red Nose Day, which is always a big one, but as far as like just national telethons, it's been a while since they've done that. But you know, to me, you asked me about Christmas specials and movies in the States. As far as TV specials go, to me, there's a few that are just ultimately standouts, and number one on the list is the old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I know you have to be familiar with that, Adam.
I've heard of that one before, mate.
Yeah, I kind of grew up on that, so that's always been one that's high on my list. There's a few others. Mickey's Christmas Carol is always a standout as far as a animated thing. Some older ones, like I said, Frosty the Snowman. There's one called the "Twas the Night Before Christmas," which is a classic. I want to say from the 70s, which was a great story about a town that one of the kids writes Santa and says he doesn't believe in Santa and Santa's a fake and Santa refuses to go to that town and they make up this whole clock and everything like that to bring him back. And it's a cute little story. But, you know, as much as I grew up on those Christmas specials and they all, you know, Charlie Brown is an all-time classic, obviously. You got to see Charlie Brown Christmas special. Like I said, there's a bunch of Disney ones. More modern, How to Train Your Dragon has done a couple of Christmas-type specials that were both very cute and very entertaining. Obviously, a big thing here, especially for my co-founder, Mr. Reitzel, is he's a huge fan of all the Hallmark Christmas films that they do now. I'm not quite so much as a fan, but they're cute. But, you know, to me, there are a few Christmas movies out there that are just... they're every year must-watch. One, I'm going to kind of... I get the importance of it, and the problem is, at least here in the States, they've overkilled it because they marathon it every Christmas Day, just back to back, over and over again. And that is a movie, A Christmas Story. Are you familiar with that, Adam?
Yeah, I'm familiar with that one. That's on almost every year here on Foxtel and sometimes on the free-to-air as well. But there's one I think you know even better by a director which you're in love with. Come on, Kyle. Come down to Connecticut. Do it now. We're going to have Christmas presents by the fire. Do it now. Come on. Christmas is fun with Arnold.
Oh, yes. I think I have heard of that. Never seen it, but have heard of that. Arnold needs to stay away from Christmas. He was in one of my least favorite Christmas films of all time, and that is Jingle All the Way with him and Sinbad.
Cookie down. Down now.
That was a bit rough.
Christmas in Connecticut is a fantastic movie. If only it had Ivan Reitman as director.
If you want to talk like classic style Christmas movies, to me, there's a few that are right at the top of the list, and that's Bill Murray and Scrooge is absolutely one of my all-time favorites. That's a must-watch every year. Also, another one for me, obviously, It's a Wonderful Life is always a big one. You've got Miracle on 34th Street here in the States, which is excellent. Also, too, one that I am a huge fan of. Some people might not consider this a Christmas movie, but I do because it takes place during Christmas and it has a lot of Christmas themes to it, is Love Actually.
It's a very popular film. Lots of famous actors in that. Liam Neeson, for one. Reese Iffens. Many other famous people.
Oh, yeah. Very much so. It's very good. I love the cast. Obviously, a very young pre-Walking Dead Andrew Lincoln is in this. Keira Knightley is in that film. You've got Colin Firth. You've got several other people in this film. Hugh Grant's in this. Yeah, Liam Neeson's in it. It's a great cast. It's a great fun movie. I'm a big fan of that. Another one, if you want something fun for Christmas, and to me, it's still one of my favorite tellings of A Christmas Carol, and that is the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Hello, this is Michael Caine, and one day I did a film for the Jim Henson production called Christmas Carol.
Yes.
Tale. Music.
Yes, he
tale.
Is. Another one, too, for me. This one is not very well known, but I'm a really big fan of it just because it's a really fun story and it's a family story. It's a movie called This Christmas, and it's got Idris Elba in it. It's got Delroy Lindo in it. A few other people, Chris Brown before he went and lost his mind. Sharon Leal is in it. There's a lot of people in it. Mekhi Phifer is in it. Really, really, really good Christmas film that you have a lot of fun with. Of course, too, one of my favorites that I actually just watched today because it is on the Disney Plus app, and that is an old Jim Henson, about an hour-long thing, Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
Never heard of it. It didn't have Frank Ott.
Yeah, it's old school Jim Henson. So it's on the Disney Plus app. If you have that, definitely go check that out.
Christmas it is. Backwards you must talk.
Yep, exactly, and it's kind of weird to go back, especially in this one, to see it because you can really tell like the miniatures and stuff like that. It wasn't real. This was before Henson was Henson, so it wasn't that high of a budget thing. So, but it's very cute. There's another one out there, and they don't play it anymore. If you can find it, because I think I have a copy of it somewhere on DVD that I burned from a VHS recording. It was a Hallmark one called Santa Bear. But the reason why it stood out to me was John Malkovich was the voice of Santa Claus.
Get out of town. There's no way that he would ever do Santa Claus.
Yeah. And it also had Kellan McGillis in it as well.
Top Gun. Really? Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, so it was a very cute animated short thing Hallmark put out in the 80s, but it was very cute.
We get a lot of Hallmark Channel on cable, and of course we get it in the $2 discount bin at the warehouse, the op shops, and all those other places you find them out here in Australia. That's right. You can even find Mark Hamill's Slipstream, the one with Bill Paxton. Game over, man! Game over! They're all there, of course, Hallmark Channel and all those sort of gift ones.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sure you get those too.
It's almost a little infuriating because what happens here is that they play everything so far in advance sometimes. Like, and they've aired all the Christmas specials with like a week before Christmas. By the time you get to Christmas, nobody's airing those Christmas specials anymore, except for, like I said, TNT, which is a major Turner broadcasting channel, which has the rights to A Christmas Story, and they do an all-day marathon of A Christmas Story. And like I said, it kind of just forces it into the ground. And I got to say, too, one classic, too, that I would be regret if I didn't mention it is, of course, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase.
Hey, how you doing out there? This here is Jimmy, and I'm out here in the wilds of the West, the prairie, as I get ready for another ride on my horse in and around the wilds here of Wyoming. And, you know, I got to say one of the great things about listening as popping on the headphones and listening to, of course, Lethal Mullet Podcast. That crazy guy is all business up top and party in the back. That's right, the mullet. I hope you enjoy your Christmas out there. Thank you very much, sir.
You know, another big one that's in the more recent grouping, too, is, of course, the Will Ferrell film Elf.
I don't think I've seen that one. You know, look, I mean, Talladega Nights is his best film, without a doubt.
I'm kind of mixed on that because I with Will Ferrell, there are times I find him really funny and at times I find him a little too over the top.
Like Ron Burgundy, Anchorman is absolutely a fantastic film and he really goes all out. But there's just so much improvisation in his stuff that, you know, you're going to have hit and miss. You know, you throw all your eggs in one basket and only one of those eggs is going to be funny. You know, but he is without a doubt a funny guy. I think the funniest he ever was when he was with Chad Smith. And he was doing those drum-offs with Chad Smith. I mean, he looks exactly like the man, you know. Like, you can't tell the difference sometimes. Those two are twin brothers in my thoughts, you know. Chad Smith, the man.
Yeah, without a doubt. But, I mean, the great thing about Christmas specials and Christmas movies, whatever they are, if you like them and they're part of your tradition, that's the important thing. One last one for me that I got to throw out, too, is, of course, the classic with Boris Karloff, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
I've never heard of this one. Boris Karloff. Is it a horror movie?
Well, one, it's just old school Dr. Seuss, but it is Boris Karloff as the animator.
Dr. Seuss.
Of it, and it's just, it's classic. It's a classic. Stay away from the Jim Carrey movie. Don't even go there. Go find the original animated How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It is an all-time great.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it. I mean, I'm getting mixed up here with Dr. Zaius from Planet of the Apes. Is that the one you mean? Is that the one? Dr. Seuss? What? Zeus?
More like Dr. Seuss of the famous children's books lines.
Ah, I was almost thinking like Zeus, the War of Apollo.
Cat in the Hat, that kind
of thing. I know the one now. You know, I'm not exactly thinking that Liam Neeson would come down as, you know, Zeus and do that role. You know, alrighty. Well, folks, we're going to wrap up here tonight. A Merry Christmas to all of you out there, and a big thanks to Kyle for being on the show. Kyle, of course, always here to give us his 2 cents when it comes to great film trivia, and of course, very knowledgeable when it comes to Christmas films. So big thanks to Kyle, and I hope you all out there have a safe Christmas and a happy new year, and we'll see you in the new year with more Lethal Mullet from, of course, the one, the only, Phantom Podcast Network. And to take us out here tonight is the one, the only, Kevin, the Raider Nerd Reitzel, with some kind words on shows that you can find on This Year Network. We'll see you in 2020. See you then.
Thank you for listening. We hope you're enjoying this podcast. We'd like to continue to feed your ears by inviting you to listen to our other awesome shows on the Fandom Podcast Network. It starts with our flagship show, Culture Clash, our weekly pop culture podcast. For you movie fans, we have Couch Potato Theater, where we celebrate our favorite cult classic and guilty pleasure movies. We also have Time Warp. That's our fandom flashback show, where we like to look back on our favorite fandoms. For you NFL fans, we have the End Zone podcast. And of course, for you Alfred Hitchcock fans, please check out Good Evening. For you Star Trek and Orville fans, we also have the Union Federation podcast. And for you hard rock metal fans, we have Hair Metal, the 1980s rock metal podcast. Doctor Who fans, we've got one for you as well. We have Type 40, our Doctor Who podcast. If you're a fan of 1980s action films, please check out Lethal Mullet. And our newest show, we have a Star Wars podcast called What a Piece of Junk. You can enjoy all of these great Fandom Podcast Network shows on our master feed at fpnet.podbean.com. The FPNet can also be found on the Podbean app. The Fandom Podcast Network can also be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, and Spotify. Please search on Facebook for Fandom Podcast Network. You can also email us at fandompodcastnetwork@gmail.com. We are also on Instagram and Twitter under Fandom Podcast Network. Thank you for listening, and remember, respect others and enjoy your fandom.